Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, talking about Logan Federico, her father raged yesterday during a congressional hearing meant to point out the deficiencies in blue state and blue city Democrat rule when it comes to crime. Problem is, that's in South Carolina. And his record, so much worse than the guy who killed Arena Zaruska. I mean, it is almost, there's almost just no words for it. Folks, you got to understand something about South Carolina, which is why we have one of the worst criminal environments in the country. And I'm talking including Chicago, New York, places like that, is because we're unique in that, unfortunately, our state constitution does not allow the election of judges and our state General Assembly votes on a slate of judges. Well, who picks them? Well, the law firms that pay the most to pick those judges. And so judges know when a lawyer from one of the firms comes before you. What they'll do is they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting legislators elected. And so when a lawyer from that particular firm doesn't even have to be the legislator himself, it could be a firm, another lawyer from the firm. The judge knows, look, if I go too tough on this person, I'm not going to get appointed to another term. So the judges work for the defense attorneys. And in this state, if you know which legislators are the powerful ones and what their law firms are, you hire that law firm, man, you about could do just about anything. I'm serious. I've seen it for years. So unfortunately, in the state of South Carolina, I really wish we could change the Constitution. The best way to deal with these judges is to defeat them at the ballot box. But you can't because the crooked legislators appoint them. And again, the only people who make it on the slate are those who, you know, are willing to just do what the defense attorneys want. And I guarantee that's probably what happened here. Either that or we're dealing with just a bunch of liberal, just two liberal judges who just, you know, will not send anyone to prison. So, just amazing that South Carolina, this case, when the Republicans wanted to make a case about absolute lawlessness, liberal judges letting people out, the two cases, one of them South Carolina and the other one Charlotte. Texter writes, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah. Yeah, this is shocking. And I'm going to stay on this. I need this judge to, again, email me back and explain to me, like, you know, your name's all over this, bud. Now, here's another question I have. And I know what this judge is probably going to say because I used to be a crime reporter. Well, the prosecutor asked me to let him out again. Yeah, doesn't matter. You're the big boy. You're the judge. You can ultimately say no to the prosecutor. Yes, they request stuff. And yes, what the prosecutor requests obviously should be weighed, especially if they're asking for a lot of time. Prosecutor can't make a judge do anything. Judge can throw the deal out. Judge do whatever they want. So I'm betting he's going to say that's what the prosecutor wants. I could be wrong, but I'm betting that's what it's going to be. That's not an excuse. It's not acceptable. Again, the cases for the killer of Arena Zaruska nowhere near as egregious as what Alexander Dickey built up. 35 years in prison. Worth of suspended sentences across four cases. And I mean serious stuff. Burglary, you know, you're talking about a dozen charges for, you know, auto theft, in just one case. All felonies. 5 years suspended, 10 years suspended, 10 years suspended. Again, just for misbehaving. If he just decided he wasn't going to, you know, check in with his probation officer, that alone should have sent him to prison to do those 10-year sentences. And Logan Federico would be alive. But no, this is what's blowing my mind. The same judge, and it's on the court papers, The same judge in 1 year gave him 2 10-year suspended sentences. I can't make it make sense. I can't. Now, again, I'm leaving myself some leeway here because maybe when you see that many cases, maybe you don't realize that you've already given him one suspended sentence for the year. I can't imagine there wasn't a sheet with his record on it, though. I want you to notice all those felony charges, even if you don't remember you were the judge who did most of them. I mean, they're convictions. I just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. But I'm here to tell you this is worse than Arena Zariska in terms of his record. I mean, you're talking about 39 charges, 25 felonies, and 35 years in prison he was sentenced to across 4 cases, walking around. And by the way, that doesn't count the other 4 years I haven't figured out yet, which actually gets us to 39. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison back in 2023 by another judge, but he never served it for some strange reason. Maybe that one was suspended too, and they just don't note it in the court records. I don't know how you can get 4 years, but you're... anyway, that was the year before he killed her. 39 years in prison, which, you know, I mean, he, in a way, it's unfair to the perp too, because he wouldn't have committed roughly 30 years of that had he just been put in prison the first time. So he wasn't going to be out to do it. She'd be alive. He wouldn't be facing a murder rap. I mean, this is an absolute bloody mess. And now the dad says that the Democrat liberal prosecutor there in Richland County, which is Columbia, he's demanding the death sentence, which is, I mean, it's the only thing that's proper here. Dad's demanding a death sentence, but the Democrat liberal prosecutor in Richland County, who actually just won election there, is not returning his phone calls. That's never a good sign. So, I mean, I think that South Carolina is about to mess this up again. Take a listen.
39 crimes.
Wait, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Let me play the correct one. Here we go. I already played that. This is her dad testifying before Congress yesterday. This is how bad it is. And I tune into this thinking, oh, it's going to be Democrat crime policies. No, no, it's South Carolina.
My daughter wanted to be a teacher. She finally figured it out 2 weeks before she was executed. And I haven't heard a damn word from Byron Gibson in South Carolina. Not one word. 4 months, no communication. His biggest concern was that he was pissed off about my interview and how I made him look on the Fox News channel with Trey Gowdy. How pathetic is that? That we're letting our 22-year-old kid visiting friends. It's all she ever wanted to do was visit friends. And she literally was executed while on her knees begging for her life. Her name's Logan Federico, not Irina.
But again, this guy's record, Alexander Dickey, so much worse than the perp who killed Irina Zariska. I mean, it almost makes Charlotte look like a safe place, relatively speaking, compared to South Carolina. Again, she's... the friends she visited were at USC. She just went to Columbia. What does that tell you? And again, the judge who did this sits on the bench in Greenville and is still actively a judge. He's probably hearing cases today. Do they have suspended sentences too? I'm just curious. What can you do in this state? I mean, like, you know, 3 burglaries, $10,000 plus grand larceny. I mean, maybe I've made a mistake working for a living. You know, maybe we should just all go take, you know, if your neighbor gets a nice new car, just go take it. Judges go with that. I mean, and folks, this is not the first time or the second time or the 15th time on this show in 11 years. Every time there's a drunk driving death, I'll go and I'll pull it. And every perp is also a criminal, the drunk driver, and it'll be 2-3 suspended sentences. And most of the time, not all, but most of the time, there's a drunk driving death. The guy should have been in prison, but the judge suspended the sentence. And then when he committed crime after crime after crime after that, didn't send him to prison, as is required with a suspended sentence. It's not the law, but it's certainly the judge's prerogative. I mean, it's just, it's, you're not supposed to rack up 3 or 4 of these. So we gotta fix this, and we need legislation to do it. We gotta take the prerogative away from these judges. They are out of control and so owned by the defense attorneys that honestly, it's a joke in this state.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.